Sunday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
And good morning. I'm Minister B this morning, and we will be talking about murmuring and complaining. Amen. I know none of us out there in TV land does that. Amen. Our scripture for today is Philippians 2. Our scripture for today is Philippians 2 and 14. Amen. It's just one of the scriptures that talk about murmuring, complaining, and arguing. Amen? Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Amen? And I shall be talking about the consequences of murmuring and complaining. You do realize everything you do, everything you say, everything you are about, there is a consequence. Amen? Amen. What is the difference between murmuring and complaining? Is that murmuring is a sound that murmurs, while complaining is the act by which someone complains. And one of the examples that I'm talking about here is the Israelites, when God had brought them out of Egypt, did a whole lot of murmuring against their gracious and loving God. Needless to say, their murmuring displeased God. So the same thing applies to us today. Our murmuring and complaining displeased God. Somewhere in the Word of God, it say God hates murmuring. That's because it's like you forgot what He did for you. You're ungrateful that He helped you. Just like the Israelites, some of us are the same exact way today. God can bless us. God can give favor to our lives. And still, we'll find something to grumble and complain about. So that's what this lesson is about today. All Christians must be very careful. It is extremely dangerous to murmur. Here is the Webster definition: have suppressed or muted a muttering complaint in the world. In the world today, there are many ungodly murmurings. Complaining and murmuring does not give God glory. What it does is repel people away from God, and it is rebellions against the Lord. From Scripture, it is very clear that God hates murmuring. Trials that happen in life are to build us up in Christ, and we can rest assured that all things work together for good. Rejoice and count your blessings daily. You need to go be alone and have quiet time with regularly. I call it recon your daily life and tell God, even though the worst of times. In other words, what I'm saying, when you go through your day, at the end of your day, recon what God has done for you. Because trust me, He does great things for us every day. And I use the word recon because when I was in the military, once we went out on a mission, when we came back, we recon what had happened through the day and what we could do better, what we did wrong. So recon your day, recon your whole life of what God has done for you. Amen. And even in through the worst of times, still talk to God. and let God know I will trust him. I will trust you. Ask for help. We as people of God have a problem with asking for help, even in our natural lives. We have a problem, which is called pride. We don't want to show anybody our weakness. We don't want to appear to be helpless and not know how to handle our lives. Well, people, wake up. God knows us. God knows the very hairs on our head. So if you need help, ask God for help. He's not going to beat you up. He knows we are flesh. We were made out of dirt, and we need his help to have a successful, prosperous, healthy, happy life. Amen. Make no mistakes. I will trust in you. Ask for help with contentment. Never let Satan take away your joy in Christ, because trust me, he is waiting at the door of your life to see how he can cause confusion, mistrust, disobedience, anger, arrogance, all these things. He's waiting to come into your life and steal your joy. Don't let the enemy, which is Satan, the devil, Lucifer, steal your joy. Amen. Make no mistakes. Murmuring is sin. The word of God say murmuring and complaining is a sin. Amen. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst. Murmuring is one of the most prevalent sins among some of the Christian family. Those who would never think of committing adultery or murder are guilty of this sin. Some of us who have the highest morals sticks more closely to doctrine and most liberally in their giving nullify all the good they do by whining and complaining. So that is a situation we all have, the murmuring and complaining. And as Christians, we need to learn not to complain. Always think of where God has brought you from. Always think of what God has done to you. Always think of how God has healed you, delivered you, and most of all, God has saved you. So we have no ground to complain about God's goodness in our lives. Amen. Why is it so dangerous to murmur? These are some things I wrote down to let us know why it's dangerous. The word of God say it's dangerous. You put yourself in bad situations by murmuring and complaining. The first thing, it does nothing but causes unneeded stress in your life. Amen. You might get what you want, just like the Israelites got the food they craved in full. If you remember the story of when they had come out of Egypt and was on their way to the promised land, and they got to complaining about the good food they had in Egypt, the meat, the fish, the melons, and all the things they had in the land of Egypt, which was they were in bondage. But I'm just trying to get you to see how quickly they forgot what God had done. And God got really angry with them. And he told Moses, I'm paraphrasing, if they want meat, I'm going to give them meat. Because they were complaining about the manna like we do. God will bless us, give us food, give us clothes, give us a house to live in. And we get to complaining if one of the pipes broke. Amen. So they were complaining to Moses, and they was actually getting ready to kill Moses. They said, you should have left us in Egypt where we could at least died with food. Basically, that's what they were saying. So God rained down quail on them because they wanted meat. So God said, I'm going to give them meat. And let me tell you something. If you don't know that story, you need to go back and read it. It's in Numbers. I can't remember the chapter, but it's in Numbers. Where they got the meat, God rained quail down. And as the meat was sticking in their mouth, God killed them. Amen? God gave them what they complained about, what they wanted, but he was angry because they were not happy with what he was doing. He was providing manna every day, but they wanted stuff they hadn't had when they were in bondage. You know, a lot of us are like that. We'll get out of bondage, God will free us, God will bless us, God will give us favor, and we go to talking about what we had back there yesterday. Yesterday will get you stuck, amen? So when God blesses you or open the door for you, remember not to complain. If you can't say nothing, just keep your mouth closed because you don't want it to become a sinful thing to yourself, amen? Because murmuring and complaining will cause sin to come up in your life. Amen. You forget all the things God has done for you. The Israelites were killed because of it. It deteriorates your faith. In other words, it put holes in your faith when you start complaining about everything and everybody and what they got and what you don't have and how God loves them and don't nobody love you. A lot of Christian people do that. Amen. It gives Satan an opportunity to sneak in. It opens us up to his many lies, and it gives a poor testimony to people that are standing around looking at your life. Amen. If you are constantly complaining about what you don't have, what you could have had, you give a poor testimony. And you know what? One of the things I know that we as Christians sometimes do, we go complain to the man that's not saved or the woman that's not saved about the misery that's going on in your life. That makes your testimony null and void. Because if you're complaining about what God has not done, what is going on in your life, nobody loves me, I can't get a break, I don't know what's going wrong in my life, I'm praying and going to church, that person look at you like, well, why should I try to have any kind of relationship with God if yours is so messed up? Be mindful of that, people. We are a testimony all the time, on our jobs, with our family, with our friends, in our communities. Whatever you're doing, be mindful of what you are saying about God and his blessings on your life. Amen? And then we also give Satan an opportunity, who is always roaring, going around like a roaring lion, trying to see who he can kill or devour. These are true things, people. If the devil hear you complaining about the God you say you love, he has a chance. And did you get the key word? He'll sneak in. He never comes to the door and knock and say, can I come in? He sneaks in. So that means you got to be mindful all the time where you are speaking, when you are speaking, and what you are speaking about. If you're not praising God and giving him glory, be quiet. That way, the devil don't know what you're thinking. Amen? Just learn to close your mouth sometime. You know, my mama used to say, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. I think that's a good rule to live by. If you can't say nothing good, just close your mouth. If you can't give God praise and glory, just don't say nothing. And nobody will know, and you won't cause a hindrance to somebody. Amen? All Christians must be very careful. It is extremely dangerous to murmur and complain against God. Amen. What does the Bible say about murmuring? Here are some things that the Word of God say about murmuring. In Philippians 2:13 through 15, for God is working in you, giving you the desires and power to do what pleases him. Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. We are supposed to be light in the world. Amen? So watch your mouth and watch your testimony, because even if you never say nothing, your conduct says everything. In James 5:9, Do not complain.